Okay, hi everybody. Summer's here. Great time to lose fat because you're going to be more active, as you should. If it's hot, find a pool. If you are one of our Power 100 people that are over, have 100 plus pounds to lose, find a pool, find a public pool, go to a gym, what do you call them? They're places where you can work out and exercise, but also they always have a pool, and you can do exercises in the pool and cool off. Also, you're going to want more fruit. The fruits are unbelievable. They're starting to become very delicious. And, vine ripened is the best. So if you can get to a farmer's market, absolutely every Saturday or Sunday, whenever they have the farmer's market, find one or two guys that are actually selling their organic fruits and vegetables. Find out when they were picked, because you know the phytochemicals and all the incredible nutrients come at the point of vine ripening. So you want to definitely find out, when were these picked. You don't want them like last week. If he says, oh, no, we picked them the day before, that's perfect. Great. Get them. They're going to taste awesome. They're going to have all the phytochemicals, vitamins, and minerals in them. And then you'll be able to buy enough for the week and then go back next week. But what's going to happen is with the heat, you're going to drink more cran flesh, and you're also going to be eating more fruit. So you're going to have nice, beautiful bowls. But if you'd like a third serving, knock yourself out. Eating fruit at nighttime can help you sleep. And if all of a sudden you've had your latte, because it's a fluid, if it's soy, in an hour you can have more fruit. Wait 2 hours for the goat milk, but if you're doing soy, in an hour or two, have more fruit if you don't feel like doing anything heavy yet. Or you can do the goat yogurt and nuts, which is cooling, and wait for that to digest and go right back into another bowl of fruit. Usually during the summer, I'm doing a lot of fruit, and I love it because this is flush your fat for good, not flush your fat. Everybody knows what a slushy is. We don't want that. We want fresh, pristine, clean creek water, If you've ever gone fishing at a creek and you see the beautiful, clear water and the fish in there going in between the little boulders and stuff, you want your body inside pristine, clean. You don't want it all slushy and junky and sticky and garbagey. You want fresh and clean. That's why we do fresh fruit. We do non-starchy vegetables with a lot of fluid in them. Somebody asked me today, or no, I got a text last night. No, I got a text this morning. I got a lot of texts. Can I eat this? Can I eat that? This one was, can I have a banana? And I said, no. And she said, but it's low on the glycemic index. I said, yep. But there's no fluid in it. It slows up digestion. There's no fluid in an avocado, but that's a tremendous healthy food. But there's no fluid in it. So we save those for phase two, okay? Now, for all you phase twoers, what's really great is to get the tri-colored quinoa and soak it overnight. You can put a little salt in it and soak it so that it'll start to get those little seeds sprouting a little bit. These are seeds, but they're also like a starchy seed. So these are phase two people. And then you drain off the water and put it in the pot and boil it until it's done. And what's really good is you use like a tablespoon of coconut oil. And it's delicious. Coconut oil in your quinoa is delicious. That's a high-protein grain. It's not a grain. It's a seed. But they sell it as a grain. But when you cook it, it's like a taste of a grain. So it's very high in protein. And it's delicious. But the thing that I love the most is the coconut oil. Now, you can use butter. Make sure it's organic and or grass-fed, because you want that conjugated linoleic acid. CLA. That prevents the enlargement of your fat cells, breaks them up, and you eliminate the fat, but takes some of it and creates lean, strong muscles. And we know that if the stronger your muscles are, the more when you twitch them, you're going to burn fat. And you want the fat to be burned around your muscles as they are developing, because that gives you shape. So anyway, it's all about a lot of cran flesh, and add ginger juice if you can. Find a way to get a juicer or freeze it, and then cut them up and then freeze them in a Ziploc bag, and then pull them out and defrost them, and you can just pinch the juice out with your fingers, or you can smash it through a cheesecloth kind of thing. But I just have a Breval juicer. It's 1,000 RPMs, and I just throw handfuls in there. I wash it. I don't even skin them. I wash them, I chop them up, and throw them in there. And before you know it, I've got a good pint of, or a little more, of ginger juice. And I put about a tablespoon in each Voss bottle. And man, oh man, for inflammation, for aches and pains, for taking down the swelling in your gut, if you feel bloated, for as an immune modulator, everything, ginger is amazing. That's why they used it in the Chinese dynasty 10,000 years ago. So you can add that to your cran flesh, and you can also add maybe a sprig of mint, or you can also add lemon. Regardless, you're going to be drinking 81 ounces of the cran flesh. That means about 3 Voss bottles and more. You're going to want more as well. So, and one last thing before we start taking Q&A, if you guys have a question or results or just want to talk, *6, do not chill your cran flesh. Every once in a while, if you want to pour it over a little ice or whatever, but you do not want to do that. You want to drink your cran flesh room temperature, or you can do it cool, but not cold, because it puts a burden on your stomach. Your stomach releases heat, and in order to get things working appropriately inside, it has to be the proper temperature. So don't be freezing or chilling your cran flesh. You can keep it cool, but don't be putting it on ice cubes. Unless you're somewhere out at a party and you want to put it in a wine glass or whatever, a chilled wine glass or some stuff like that. That's different. I'm talking about on your habitual ritual, keep your cran flesh room temperature or cool. Okay, so do we have any star sixers?
Not yet, but I wanted to, I told someone yesterday, they work in a, you know, they're at work and they're able to drink while they're standing there at work. And I told her she could put maybe one or two cubes in a large paper cup with a straw, because she can't have the glass there. It'll fall over. So I think that's okay. To be ice, freezing ice cold with lots of ice in there is not good. So, yeah, I agree with you. Just to have, you know, just a couple cubes to keep it cool so it doesn't go bad, you know. It just stays fresh is okay.